so this is how we do it when you gotta tear down the building and you're gonna have to jack that motherfucker. I don't wanna say goodbye to this place, none of us up here will do, and I don't even wanna think about it yet. Let's just keep fucking playing rock and roll. Mainly because it's supportive people like you to get to be able to play up here and be part of this moment in time and the history of this building. I can't tell you how much it means to us, and thank you very much. job to do, and we're gonna all have to pace ourselves, you see. Because we might be here for a long, long time. But this drum kit and that bass amp and that guitar, even though it's loud as fuck, and that one there and all these amps, my voice, it ain't gonna take the roof off it, and these are your voices too, so I hope you're in that mood to sing tonight. I say we loosen the bolts and make it a little easier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2.
I seem to recognize your face.
Slowly raise you.
This I would call a love song for surfers. It's called Amongst the Waves.
Yeah.
one of the best axe grinders in the world, Mr. Mike McCready. I'm glad he has an axe to grind. This is going to fall in the categories of playing some stuff that we sometimes rarely ever played or never played before, and may never play again. And certainly not in this building, so here's one. I hope you remember, I hope you like it. a distant space. So what you get? Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to something. Now, first of all, I want to tell you there's been some rumors, some ungodly fucking rumors that we're gonna play until 2, 3, 4 in the morning, which is almost possible. The problem is that they said they had to stop selling beer at 11:30, so we said fuck that. There's also rumors that everyone from, of course, Bruce Springsteen and Neil Young, who we love, that they may be coming down, but they're coming down. We might play one of their songs, we might play, but I just, you can't be fucking disappointed. We're up here, we're gonna work our fucking asses off, but Neil Young and Bruce Springsteen, they ain't coming. Neil Peart from Rush ain't coming. We don't fucking need him because we got Mr. Matt Cameron right there. Nothing against Neil Peart, but we just don't need him tonight. And then it got into like Billy Joel, Dave Matthews, and Bon Jovi. Who the fuck starts these rumors? And we don't need those fucking guys because you got me, so what the fuck? I just said that. I'll drink to that. I'll tell you what, as important as some of those folks were to this building, I'm going to introduce you to somebody I don't think you've met before. And he's been here since the very beginning. He's worked here, he's seen everybody come through, everybody, he knows this building as good as everybody, anybody. He's 89 years old. I met him over the last few days. His name's Charlie DeFabbrio, and I just wanted him to know before this building goes down. He's been here for almost every show, I imagine, every hockey game, every basketball. I want him to know what it feels like on the stage. Please welcome Mr. Charlie DeFabbrio.
Enjoy the show. Thank you.
Huh? Yeah, I think the third or fourth.
Hey, wait. You're not getting off so easy. This is a request for this young lady right here in a bright red Phillies jersey. Hey, can we get a... can I get an update on the game, please? I know I forgot all about it. I've been thinking of it. Oh, the game is on. They're playing. It's a good night.
Yeah.
people of Philadelphia. Before we continue, let me ask, how's everybody doing today? We got a long way to go still. This is good. I got word to an honest friend of ours called Tom Tamara. He done all the artwork for the record and the poem. He done all the artwork.
On your poster, I saw it earlier.
Huh?
But he's trying to lean on the cover, so I'm not gonna. Anyway, I got word to him that there was somebody willing to pay a fairly large dose of money to a good cause if he played a certain song. A song that we never even, it was never even written. It just happened one time only. O-T-O-T-O, you see? I just want to tell that guy to get out his checkbook.
Thank you.
Oh,
Thank you.
It's not. Apparently it was a bad home run call.
Bad home run call.
Yeah. They reviewed a home run call by the Yankees.
Really?
Yeah.
This open this year.
Yeah.
You still out there?
Yeah.
I'm just checking because there's a sign on the scoreboard. It says, somebody told me, someone, it says play to win. That's what we're going to do tonight, and we might not even be halfway through yet, so you guys better keep it up. So if you don't like quiet ones or you don't like love songs, then go take a piss and get a beer. It's fine. Unless your woman likes the slow song, and then you better stay right next to her side and not move anymore. Accompanied by a very talented string quartet behind us from here in Philadelphia. And we've really enjoyed playing with them, so thank you very much, guys. So as we still I love. Some folks, they got one girl, others, they got none. Stay with me, oh, this is free. sickness in my bones. How I say it's building you here with a kiss on your own. Just don't let me go. Help to see myself, cause I can no longer see.
Come on.
like to try this one. It's called Speed of Sound. 1, 2, 3. Carry this guitar. Can you turn it down, please? 1, 2, oh, hey, fucking Gene Simmons. Now, there's someone for you. Gene Simmons is in the crowd. Oh, that's Mike McCready's mom, dressed up as Gene Simmons. Oh, that's what's that? Could someone turn Gene Simmons' son's mic on?
Hello. As I suspected, this mic is on. She would dress up like Paul Stanley.
She's Paul Stanley. But she's... Oh, no, I won't say that about her mom.
We'll get into it.
You know, my mom slept with Paul Stanley.
When my mom had to make a point. Oh my!
Oh, he said that. He suggested that my mom didn't fuck Paul Stanley, actually. She actually fucked his mom wearing the Paul Stanley makeup. That's
fucking
shit. Our moms, they do get along, though, quite nicely. If it hasn't happened, it might. We don't take these shows, do we? I just one of my favorite Kiss stories of all time, and I've told it before publicly, I believe, but it's just that Mike McCready grew up thinking that I want to rock and roll all night and party every day. I just like the fact that his mom was probably very happy that he actually thought that the lyrics were, I want to rock and roll all night and part of every day. So responsible. All right, this one's called, I don't remember.
Speed of Sound!
1, 2, 3. Yesterday's how quickly changed on. Thank you. I'll talk to them later. You got it.
Yeah.
cord in this mask, but I'm just about to do it. Philadelphia, I'll tell you what, we just won't play it. The first time we play it, we'll make sure to play it here. I thought it was going to happen tonight on Halloween. I thought it would happen. It might take me a minute. Should we try it one more time? I had a chance.
6-3 Yankees. It's going into the seventh inning. Oh, 6-4. Some of the other guys.
I can't hear you.
It's okay.
My ears are wrong. At least that's too long.
Thank you.
know, before things are moving now, oh, Evel Knievel. Back from the dead. He is evil. We're getting to it, and I just want to tell you, there's a couple guys from the Flyers we met beforehand. Mr. Bernie Perron, Mr. Dave Schultz, and it really meant the world to us for them to be here, to be part of this last thing, for them to see this last venue, and something happening inside it. And I just know in their hearts they're going to miss it. You know, I'll just say a couple more things. You know, there was the Boston Garden that sounded great. There was Chicago Stadium that sounded great. Madison Square Garden, it's a great building. But it just don't sound that great. I don't know. I wish we could keep it. So this is going back to the past and way back, the farthest we can go. Oh,
play Smile. They're gonna play Smile. That's okay. Oh no, they're not. I know what they're playing. Never mind.
We crawled out of the sea, we were amphibian, then we crawled and we learned how to walk upright, and then Dr. J showed us how to fly. It's evolution, baby! played this one the other night, but I just want to hear it one more time in this building. And it might be one of your chances, last chances, to take over vocals and sing to the sky, the ceiling that won't exist for us. guitar. I mean the bass guitar. Seven men on the guitar.
Thank you.
tickets to Philadelphia. Thank you from wherever you came. Thanks for being so good to our band. Thanks for inviting us here. Goodbye to the Spectrum. We love it. Good night. Goodbye. Peace.